to develop diabetes or heart disease and die prematurely. And that's especially true if you don't exercise regularly, says Abby King, PhD, a professor of health research and policy at Stanford University School of Medicine. A 2017 study that tracked 7,985 adults over age 45 found that those who set the most had nearly twice the risk of dying over a four-year period compared with those who set the least. Lower your risk by getting up every 30 minutes or so to take a walk. I wear a watch that reminds me to stand up and move at least once an hour, King says. I'll go get a drink of water or walk around a bit. 21. Find little ways to rev up your heart rate. Take the stairs, park a little farther away, or take a brisk walk at lunch. Writers of new federal activity guidelines intentionally set no minimum amount of physical activity you should get each day because new research shows that just a few minutes here and there pays health dividends, says King, who was co-chair of the 2018 Physical Activity Guidelines Advisory Committee. The thinking used to be, gee, I could walk to the coffee shop, but it's only 6 minutes, so I won't count. King says, now I'll take that walk because I know there are immediate benefits in terms of anxiety, mood, and mental sharpness, as well as some longer-term benefits. In fact, researchers at McMaster University found that just 60 seconds of vigorous stair climbing boosted cardiovascular fitness.